This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Are you ready for a Patriots Friday, Keith?
Of course I'm ready for a Patriots Friday, Jones. Couldn't be more ready. It's finally here, finally upon us. 48 hours, give or take, from game two of the NFL season.
Yeah. First win?
First win, yes. I'm saying yes, yes. I won't leave you in suspense, everybody. I think they win this game. It might have more to do with the state of affairs that the Miami Dolphins are in right now than the New England Patriots, because neither team after 1 week would leave you with a lot of confidence. But I'll take the Patriots mess as being a little bit less than the mess that is Miami.
Let me tell you, I heard Curran yesterday, tail end of his interview on WEEI Afternoons. They asked him, do the Patriots get their first win? He's like, nope. I read Phil Perry yesterday. He's got the Dolphins in this game. I saw Bedard is picking the Dolphins as well, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah,
the Dolphins are a slight favorite, so it's not crazy if you pick the Dolphins.
It isn't crazy.
The Patriots never beat the Dolphins.
No, they never.
They never beat Tua,
ever. They've never went down there. They've never beat Tua. I don't think they've beaten McDaniel. So, yeah, the last time they won down there, we talked about this week, was literally the Antonio Brown game in 2019.
Pretty amazing.
So, I don't think it's crazy. I'm surprised that many people locally are picking against the Patriots this week.
Well, so what maybe happened is just at Miami, you kind of circled this one as a loss. You and I both did the very fun exercise of win-lossing the season when the schedule came out.
Yeah,
and
got to do it.
Had them beating the Raiders, had them losing to the Dolphins in Miami. Now, I don't think at that time we knew what kind of disaster the Dolphins would be right now. But I'm going to flip the two. The Patriots flipped the first game for me. I didn't flip. Going into that game, I thought they were going to beat the Raiders.
I was wrong. Yeah.
But I think they will beat the Dolphins. And it doesn't mean, they got everything figured out and everything's going to be fine. The offense is great. Everybody's improving. No, because it looks like you're going to have no Christian Gonzalez again. That is a big issue, especially when you look at the receivers for the Miami Dolphins. So this isn't one of those, oh, you're picking the Dolphins, like, oh, that's crazy. I just happen to be picking the Patriots.
I'm just surprised, again, so many people are picking against them locally. And those are just three examples. But you can weigh in all day long here on a Patriots Friday. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Your phone number, 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We got a Top 5 Friday for you coming up at 10:45. Football movies, Keith.
Very simple. Top 5 football movies. It's football month over at the hashtag Dork Podcast. So we figure what a great way to sort of have synergy between the two.
Perfect word.
Yeah.
Synergy.
Yeah. That means I went to a meeting with a PowerPoint recently.
Perfect synergy and a good time to rank our Top 5 football movies. So we'll do that at 10:45. We have the Friday 4-pack.
Yes.
At 11:30, we got Week in Review. At 12:45, we got the keys.
They're down the hall. I'll get them.
To Pats and Dolphins at 1 o'clock.
I'll get them.
And Milt the Stilt Williams going to join us at 1:15.
What a show.
Yeah.
What a nice little Friday show. TGIF, let me be the first to say it.
TGIF, okay. Indeed. It's a nice little way to lead right into the weekend here on WEEI. We mentioned the Dolphins are a mess.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel on the hot seat. They scored 8 points last week. They got blown out by Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones, and the Colts.
Yikes.
You look at the way that they seem to be unraveling with Tyreek Hill off the field. Tua getting called out by ex-teammates and by current teammates.
Yeah. We even saw Zach Wilson last week. You know, like that's what happened. Tua didn't even play the whole game.
Nope.
Zach Wilson went in. Maybe we'll see Quinn Ewers.
Maybe.
He's the third stringer there.
It came out yesterday. The Dolphins held a players-only meeting on their off day on Tuesday.
Awesome. Players-only meeting after one game.
Pizza party.
Yeah, it's over. It is over for the Dolphins.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'm picking the Patriots in this game. Well, let's find out on Sunday who wins and who loses. Like, I don't feel super strong about it. But if you lose to this team, a team that's already holding players 1 week into the year, holding a players only meeting. I don't know if that's a record, but as you like to say, Keith, it probably ties one.
It's got
to
be. It probably does tie a record.
It's got to at least be tied for the earliest players only meeting in NFL history, right after a week one loss. So
in many ways, whoever loses this game, the record will say 0-2, but it's going to feel way worse.
Yeah.
It's almost like two losses. One, because it's a division game. Another, because both are looking at each other as this is an extremely winnable game.
This is a get-right game for both of you.
Yes. And so otherwise someone's going to continue to be wrong. Like, that's what it's going to be. Like, that is a tough pill to swallow. And not only are you 0-2, but it's Raiders-Dolphins or, in the other case, Colts-Patriots. Like, you're like, all right, at that point,
who are we going to beat?
15 more games of this? Yeah, like I would be, it'd be red flag city for either team that loses this one.
Yeah, text line is already asking, how are you two so confident?
I don't know.
I don't think we're confident.
No, I'm just picking. That's what I said. I'm just picking them.
We're
not super
just
confident.
Picking them to win. Are we projecting confidence in this team? I don't think so.
Are the Dolphins almost, I think, would prefer to get their coach fired, and so they might just lay down and die. Like, both teams are sort of desperate for this week two game, but there's like a different kind of consequences associated. Like, Mike Vrabel's not going anywhere. Drake May's not going anywhere. Josh McDaniels for this season's not going anywhere.
I'd add for this season on all of those three. Let's see how bad it goes.
I guess. I mean,
if you're losing
any team, if it goes like
if you're losing to this Dolphins team this weekend, I'll allow four. They're all safe for the year, and then let's talk.
But as of this moment, if you were doing a hot seat power rankings for NFL head coaches, Mike McDaniel might be the hottest, and Vrabel honestly might be the coldest.
Yeah,
outside of like Andy Reid and guys like that.
It's a good tiers idea for next week,
Coach. Yeah, what would
coaching hot seat tiers?
Hot seat tiers.
Yeah,
coaching confidence tiers. Which you will then try to power rank.
No, hot seat tiers.
Hot seat tiers.
Who's got the hottest hot seat? McDaniel's on his own
tier. Oh, we make that tier red.
Yeah.
That seat's so hot.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Orange. And or blue. You know, sometimes when fire's blue, it's so hot.
Oh, that's real hot.
That's the hottest.
Anybody else on the McDaniels tier? Excuse me.
It's on one of them. Dayball, maybe?
I don't think anybody's right. there.
Maybe
with
not. Maybe
it's
not.
Clear that one of them was on fire.
That would be the top. We've already done it.
Wow, tiers are done.
Can we do it now?
Great. Good job, guys. We did it.
The men made their escape last month, they were captured on fire themselves.
That's Mike McDaniel.
Themselves.
Nice. Yeah, no, Mike McDaniel. So, like, both teams would look at it as 0-2, what kind of chances for a playoffs? What kind of chances do we have to salvage the season? All this, that, and the other thing. Whereas a win for either team, all right, you're going to be 1-1, like, probably half the league. Like, we'll see what the standings look like right after week two is in the books, but then you're fine. Like, you're back on track. Nobody said the Patriots need to start the year 5-0. You're like, 2-2. Start the year 2-2. You won four games a year ago. But 0-2 with the teams that you are facing, like, that's going to be tough.
So what do you guys think about the game this weekend? Keith and I both picking the Pats on Sunday. We are not confident. I guess we're projecting false confidence here. We are not confident. But you got to make a pick. Who are you taking? 617-779-7937.
It is rather than like who's going to win the game, like who's going to lose the game? Who's going to lose the game more? I think the Dolphins will lose the game more.
Text line just gave us a good point. I knew they played the Bills next week. I didn't realize that's the Thursday game. So,
Dolphins have a short week?
Dolphins have a short week at Buffalo.
Oh.
So if they don't win this,
trap game? Like, look ahead game?
Well, they're going to need this game to the Texans' point, and I think that's a fair point.
0-3. I mean, McDaniel might.
He's on fire.
He'll get. That's a good time to fire a coach. Like, you're 0-3, and then you have 10 days to get ready? Yeah, that's a good time to fire a coach. So they're going to need it. He's going to need it. What do you guys expect to happen on Sunday? 617-779-7937. You heard Josh McDaniels off the top. We mentioned this late in the show yesterday. McDaniels, is there too much on Drake May's plate? No.
No, not enough, man.
Absolutely not too much on his plate.
That's not what the head coach said.
He segued into another answer about Drake May. We've discussed, is Drake May the guy? Text line is definitively saying, guys, he is not. You're crazy. You're delusional. Tua is a seasoned quarterback. Drake May is not the guy. Josh McDaniels would disagree with that.
And I would say the biggest thing for me is just, you know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's learning through all these experiences. And he's the right guy. And so we're going to have an opportunity to continue to grow and improve and get better. And I think I would be really, you know, jumping ahead and jumping the gun if I tried to sit here and pinpoint one or two things. We work on a lot of things to try to get better every day. And he's gonna improve.
Okay. You know?
He's the guy, you know?
Anytime you say, you
know, he's a young quarterback, you know?
If you say you know twice, I feel like you're not even super confident in what you're saying. You know?
You know?
Yeah,
I do. No, we got it. He's young. We got it.
Pretty clear.
You know, he's a young quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
Yeah, I know. He's young.
Yeah.
Came in the league young, still young. He's a young gun.
Young quarterbacks, most of them have done more than what he's done. Just look at the other young quarterbacks in his draft class. Most of them have already done more than he's done.
Yeah, he's a little bit lagging behind the race.
Although, Jaden Daniels, not so hot last night.
No. Although, Jaden Daniels kind of gets a free pass based on what he did a year ago.
Oh, I mean, I don't think you can say, let's take Drake May over Jaden Daniels.
No, but you're right. Overall, he was not very good.
Bad. If we'll be consistent, bad night for Jaden Daniels.
Good Packers team.
They look great.
I think I was a year too early on my Super Bowl Packers pick. I had them winning the Super Bowl last year.
You had them winning the... Did you also have Love winning the MVP?
Yeah, I think I was a year too soon.
Yeah,
this happens.
You might
premature.
Yeah,
happens.
Yeah, you were a tod early.
Notable.
Is what you were. Yeah, exactly.
Last
night was a good reason to trade for Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
like, that's when the Patriots.
That's a menace.
I forget who had this in the last week. I think it was your girl Russini.
Sure,
she said that the Patriots were among the teams that called.
They called.
Yep. They found out what the price tag was, meaning draft compensation and the contract.
They
basically, they didn't follow through. They were one of the many teams that didn't.
They're like, we'll call you back.
But, I don't know, last night was a great example as to what he was everywhere last night.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean,
that defense is good anyway.
Oh, they're
that's a legitimate team.
That's a loaded team.
I feel great about them winning the division now.
I don't even
I think the Vikings and the Lions are both going to be worse.
I don't remember where I picked them, but I was
Packers?
I was way too low on them. I might not even have them in the playoffs.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious.
That's a terrible.
I don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
I was definitely too low on them wherever
I had
them.
The Green Bay Packers in the wow. I think I had Micah Parsons winning Defensive Player of the Year, although he was the favorite, so that's not like a bold flavor.
Not the hottest.
Well, no, but I liked him even before, but, you know, a little motivation.
Uh-huh.
I got to look up your picks now because
now
I'm fascinated by that. You already got one wrong. How can you already get one wrong? They barely played week two.
I definitely didn't have him winning the division. Maybe I had him in the playoffs.
You had him as a wild card.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not so bad, Jones.
You're all right.
Not so
Lions,
bad.
Lions winning the North and then the Packers wild card.
Yeah, I'd like to flip those.
You also had the Panthers in the wild card.
Well, it's only one week. I had the Titans winning their division, too, so it's not going so hot out of the chute.
It's a long season.
It has a bold flavor, is what it was.
And we all have the Patriots in the playoffs, except for Billy.
True.
Yeah.
Billy.
He's going to get one there. He's on.
Billy's good at these things. Billy won this last
year. No,
Billy,
I'm not running
Billy's
away from
good
it
at
just
these
yet.
Things.
I'm not running away just yet. Pats. They'll be fine.
So, Josh wants us to know that Drake May is very, very young. He's a young quarterback, you know.
Got it. I'm shooketh.
I know that he's young. I'm aware that he's young, and he's the guy.
Do you feel any better after listening to Josh McDaniels yesterday?
I don't.
I think that was supposed to calm people down a little bit. I don't really feel any better.
No.
Let's see some results on the field. Then I'll feel better.
I got to double check. Was the question, is he the guy? Or did you just offer up that he's the guy?
No, that was part of a longer answer. And
that's
strange. I can find that for you. But no, he segued into that. He was not.
You know, he's a young quarterback. You know?
He was asked, how old is Drake May?
What do you want me to do with him? He's not Tom Brady, guys. Leave me alone. You want us to score two touchdowns?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. No, I don't feel great about it. And I think just the more opportunity. We hear from Vrabel several times. We hear from McDaniels here and there. I just think the messaging between Vrabel and McDaniels, how in lockstep are those two, or how far apart are those two? And then you have Drake May somewhere in the middle. I think that's going to be pretty fascinating to watch all season long.
I do think listening to the full Josh McDaniels press conference yesterday, He took some accountability, you know, for getting away from the running game. We highlighted this yesterday. You know, he really applauded Drake May for being smart with his running yesterday and not getting himself hurt, which neither you or I liked. We'll get into that coming up
in
just a little bit. There was one odd exchange, and I didn't ask Nick to pull it, but while we're talking McDaniels, he was asked about Vrabel's comments about getting some plays in quick enough, and McDaniels looked pretty put off by that. He's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, that's not anything that Vrabel brought up to me about getting the play calls in quickly, but, you know, that's obviously my job.
Yeah.
And so
friction.
There is friction there.
There's a little friction
now,
there.
Now, you win a couple games.
Goes away.
That will go away.
Or at least lessons.
But
yeah.
Right now, that's simmering. The friction between McDaniels and Vrabel and Mays somewhere in the middle, that's already simmering, and a win will do you a lot of favors to get rid of that, at least in the interim. And if you lose, it's going to snowball.
Well, yeah, and we ask this question a lot when you've seen teams that either one side of the ball is a lot better than the other. And the defense wasn't great last week. They were better than the offense. I don't think they were great. But if you play it out, say this week, all right, Terrell Williams is going to be calling plays defensively. Let's say Mike Vrabel is. So now Mike Vrabel's spending more of his time on defense, and let's say they have a good game and the offense struggles. Now it's even more like, hey, you need to handle the offense. Like, you're in charge of the, you're the head coach of the offense. I know that's what Mayo said about Van Pelt last year, but that, because Vrabel's going to have to, even though he's the head coach of the entire football team, he is going to have to prioritize defense because of this latest health issue with Terrell Williams. So couldn't you see it even splitting even more if things don't go well this weekend? So there is really a lot at stake on Sunday.
There is. And maybe we'll get that answer from Vrabel. He's scheduled to speak around 1 o'clock today. So maybe we'll get that answer from him about who's going to call the plays. Both you and I think it should be Vrabel on Sunday. But you're right. If he's more focused and has to be more hands-on on defense, whether he's calling the plays or not, I think he's going to have to be. Well, that means it's McDaniels and May on the other side. And if it's another poor offensive performance, those are the two we're going to be looking at, although our eyes are already on him after last week's loss to the Raiders. You can discuss all day long here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Milton Stilt Williams in the 1 o'clock hour. Keefe's Keys at 1 o'clock sharp. We got the Friday 4-pack, 11:30, Week in Review at 12:45, and a top 5 Friday football movies is what we'll be doing. Coming up at 10:45, Twitch chat seems to think we already did that. We haven't done football movies.
Oh, boy.
We reacted to...
Oh, no. We've already redone a top 5?
No, no, no. We reacted to Mego's list.
Yeah, we made fun of her horrible list.
Well, you really made fun of it. We talked about
you
it.
You agreed with it?
I agree with some of it. I agree with some of it. Really, you made fun of it.
It wasn't a very good list, but I don't think we did top 5 football movies.
I don't think so either, but, you know, it wouldn't be the first time we've repeated something.
Well, because we didn't do top 5 last fall. That was something we started doing, like, in the summer, right?
No.
So, I don't think we would have done it. Like,
I don't think we have either, but, you know, you never know. We repeat random baseball players.
I blame Terp if we've done it twice.
I also blame Terp. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. I mentioned Drake May running, and neither you nor I liked the answer yesterday from Josh McDaniels. Should the Pats cut him loose on Sunday? We'll get to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You can see whether a guy has it or doesn't have it. There'll be ups, there'll be downs. There'll be games where that guy shines or doesn't. I think we've seen that Drake May has it. I think we've seen that, okay? And now it's time for them to develop him and for him to grow into the type of quarterback that he clearly has the talent to be. Your eyes can tell you right away whether the guy can play or not. And I think New England has its quarterback. Maybe I'll be proven wrong over time.
Good stuff from Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons.
They either have their guy or they don't.
Look, I'm either telling you they got their guy, but I've been wrong before.
I could be wrong. Looks like they got him, but maybe they don't.
Yeah, all right.
Feel super confident in him now.
Do you agree with his take that you can find out pretty quickly if a quarterback has it or not?
No.
I don't either.
I think you should, and it's a easy thing to say. But I think
what he means, though. Yeah. Like, what I think he means, there are some quarterbacks you watch them and you can rule them out almost immediately.
I know, but if they got to this point, they were obviously really, really, really good, or have at least some crazy ability, right? Like, you know, like an Anthony Richardson. You're like, well, maybe he can figure that out, or you get the right coaching, maybe they can figure it out. And I don't know. That's why there's so many quarterback busts. Like, those guys were either really accomplished in college or the scouts and the GM saw something in them. And I know we bring up Josh Allen a lot, but it's an obvious one. A year and a half into the season, or his career, do you think Adam Schefter was like MVP,
the guy,
future MVP?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
People were talking about maybe Buffalo should draft somebody. So I don't think it's as easy as that. In fact, like, Trevor Lawrence is a good example, where Trevor Lawrence was graded on the level of Peyton Manning and John Elway.
Andrew Luck. Like that.
Yeah, maybe that might have been the Mount Rushmore of automatic number one picks, like sort of like LeBron James was
quarterback
in basketball.
Quarterback prospects.
Yeah. Nobody was rated higher than those four.
Yeah.
And you have two Hall of Famers, a guy that retired early, and then another guy who just is fine at best. Maybe not even fine.
Yeah,
I don't like him.
He's pretty schmeh. Yeah.
But, like, everybody loved him so much. So I think
he did beat my Panthers last week, but yeah.
But, like, the second he stepped onto the field as a rookie versus guys like Josh Allen or even Mahomes or whatever, everybody would have put all their money on Trevor Lawrence succeeding, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So there's just been so many examples of quarterbacks developing late, quarterbacks having their best year be like their first or second year and then kind of falling down. Like, there's, you can point to all different kinds.
Right. Like, Mac right away probably looked like
his
he
best
had
year.
It. And it turns out he doesn't, although
he has a chance this weekend.
Back on the field on Sunday.
He sure does.
Could be mentioned somewhere in the Bozo touchdown parlay later today.
My Lanta.
We're cooking some things up. Okay. So we got a lot, and I have not mentioned. We got our Survivor picks. We got our Bozo touchdown parlay. Those will be in grab bag today. Top 5 Friday coming up 15 minutes from now. Top 5 football movies. Perhaps it's been done by us, perhaps not. We're unsure.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm with you. It certainly hasn't been done as a top 5.
Right.
We'll get to our Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Week in review at 12:45. And you got those down there?
No. I'm saving them.
Keys. Keys at 1 o'clock.
I'll get them.
On a Patriots Friday here on Joe.
They're not till 1 o'clock, so they don't need to be in the room.
We'll talk to Milt the Stilt Williams at 1 o'clock, or in the 1 o'clock hour, rather. Probably closer to 1:15. Text line is 617-779-7937. How about instead of trying to make up riffs on the team? It says riffs, but I think they meant rifts.
Ooh, are they riffing? No, let's just riff a little bit.
We're riffing.
Top 5 riffs.
Top 5 riffs.
Riff raff.
On the team and divisions within the team. Maybe talk about relevant stuff like, oh, I don't know, the Red Sox and their 3-game series with the Yankees this weekend. We'll do that coming up.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
They got their pitching lined up.
They do.
This is a big series. You could surpass the Yankees, get
still
closer.
3.5 hours left.
Yeah, we have a whole full show for you. We'll give you some Sox Yanks.
We're jam-packed. By the way, tonight, Pedro and Castig are going to be stopping in the booth.
Nice!
With Fleming and Middlebrooks. And then in the third inning, we're going to do our annual WFAN booth swap.
Booth swap.
It's presented by River Spring Health. Dave Sims will pair with Middlebrooks and Fleming. And Fleming with Susan Waldman for a half inning on each station. So how about that? Well, booth swappers tonight.
That's pretty good.
Here's the Mink Man.
No, Mink Man's not going to be a part of that.
Mike Messina, no. Jorge Posada, no.
No, they're not on there.
Gary Sheffield, DQ.
No.
Arthur Rhodes, no. Freddie Sanchez, no. Won the World Series.
He's not stopping by, but okay. It is a FANEEI
That's
swap.
A good Here's Judge. Man, the breaking ball is hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Nope. I don't think so.
Unfortunately, that was a replay of the home run.
I mean, it was gone.
Oh, it was a home run.
It was a home run.
At times, there would be loud outs that he would call home runs. But that's exciting. And by the way, Jones.
Yes, yes, yes.
Apple TV game?
Yeah.
People can't watch that.
No.
You got to listen to it.
Good spot to listen.
WEI, the Odyssey app. Whatever's easier for you.
We're booth swapping tonight. Yep.
You can also listen to the EI broadcast if you are watching.
Oh, good point. So if you do happen to be a big bucks millionaire and you have Apple TV Plus, you can change the broadcast, which is a good idea.
Pretty nice.
Get the EI guys.
I like the idea of all the play-by-play people just dropping their microphones into a bowl and they all kind of mix them all up. And then they just, what's the mix tonight?
It's like the ice storm.
Yeah, so we're doing that tonight. Booth swapping.
Tea party.
On WEEI. So stay tuned for it with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Here's Josh McDaniels yesterday on Drake May. And how much he ran or didn't run in week one against the Raiders.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job of keeping himself safe. The other day, there was a couple things where he, you know, either ran on his own or pulled the ball and did some stuff with his legs. But I thought that was progress. There's another area, you know, that obviously last year, you know, he took a couple hits that, you know, inevitably his availability is what's most important. So. Always trying to keep him healthy, do the best we can to protect him in the passing game, which I thought, you know, for the most part, we did a decent job of trying to do that. And then I thought he was smart when he used his legs.
Okay. Neither of us like that yesterday. Why?
No. And I get what he's saying. Like, yeah, you want your quarterback out there. But we also saw that last year, the best running quarterbacks, like 7 out of 8 of them or whatever, were in the playoffs. Like the top end guys, the guy that won the Super Bowl ran a lot. The guy that was in the NFC Championship ran a lot. The MVP of the league ran a lot. The runner-up in the MVP ran a lot. Both fellow rookie quarterbacks with Drake May who made the playoffs ran a lot. And he's just so like bringing up, well, he got hurt last year. So now we're just going to be play terrified for the rest of his career. We're going to play scared.
Yeah, put him in bubble wrap.
Yeah, he's out there. He scored one touchdown, but he's out there. Nobody is saying run the ball 20 times, go wishbone, treat it like an old college offense, have him run the speed option all game. Nobody's saying that. But he needs to take some chances. Like, he needs to be able to run the ball a little bit. I think he'd even be more comfortable doing it. That's what he's used to doing, and it'll help this offense. As much as I think the position groups on the field have improved from last year, you're still not surrounded by 4 all pros. So, like, he is going to have to help carry the offense and be a big part of that, but they just feel like they're so proud of him because he slid early and he picked up 2 yards. You're like, I don't like that.
No,
people loved Jordan Love running over that corner last night.
Yeah, so there's a balance between those two. That's a great example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drake May should not be running through defenders like Jordan. Jordan Love's going to get himself killed if he does.
Yeah, that was a weird.
So that's stupid. That's too far the other way.
Yeah,
but
like Jimmy Garoppolo had one when he first took over with the Niners, a guy who doesn't run. He got to the sideline, could have stepped out of bounds. He tried to get 1 extra yard and got hurt. There is a fine line. My point is like, don't run like a wild man. But what they did last Sunday isn't right either. There is a happy medium.
Okay, so let me ask you, and I don't know if there's an actual over-under prop on this. There probably is. But Drake May ran 4 times last week. We both want the Pats to let him cut it loose a little bit, right?
Yes.
And that means throws downfield, not dinking and dunking, and that means letting him run a little bit. He ran 4 times last week. Do you think he runs more this week?
No.
I don't really either.
I mean, yeah.
They should. He should.
That's what I was going to say.
But like, I am not
you
confident
asked me,
that he will.
Will he? No, because none of those were designed. Also, McDaniels had a comment yesterday as well where he was asked about the Cerberus backfield.
Yep.
Specifically, they said that. And he was
he was asked about his running backs. He's like, oh, you mean the Cerberus backfield?
Cerberus.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Understanding correctly.
Just so we're all on the same page here.
He's like, they need the ball more.
They need the ball more.
Thank you. So I think the carries are going to go up for all those guys. And therefore, they're not going to run any design plays for Drake May. They clearly don't want him to get. They're terrified that he might get hurt if he gets hit. So, no, he might have four, and it might be somewhat similar, right? It might be some of those where it's not even really a run. It's just like avoiding a sack, avoiding incompletion, and just kind of sliding for a yard.
Yeah, so
maybe he gets one where he like breaks it a little bit, like you see with quarterbacks that aren't typical running quarterbacks. They still can gain big, you know, depending on how the defense goes, he might be able to get like a first down, but I don't expect much.
But to me, there's a way to be explosive and still protect yourself. And Jordan Love had a big run last night. He doesn't run often, but he had a big run last night in that game. And then he was stupid. He put himself in harm's way. He's lucky he didn't get hurt. I mean, Drake May took a yard and slid and looked awkward the whole time doing it. He didn't look confident. He didn't take off. Like, Jordan Love last night took off. May kind of surveyed the field, which is good. Keep your eyes up. Look for a receiver. But when it's not there, you got to go. And he didn't look confident in that. So to me, there's a balance between those two plays. That's a good example by Nick. I don't need him being reckless like Jordan Love was. I don't want him to get hurt. But you can run him more than four times. Yeah. Lots of quarterbacks run more than that and play. And play every week. When's the last time Josh Allen missed a game? So
he hasn't in forever.
Punted on the Pats game last year. But when's the last time he missed a game due to injury?
This just in the news desk, according to Chris Scheim, the Vegas line for Drake May carries 5.5.
Yeah, I'd take the under.
Yeah, so would I.
Minus money there? Betting opportunity?
He does not tell me the
Sucker's
odds.
Bet?
Just, 5.5
so
the number.
I take the under on that, but I hope it's over. I'd like to see them let him cut it loose a little bit in this game. Speaking of Scheim and the Greg Hill Show this morning, they were going through players who are being spotlighted. We've talked a lot about Vrabel and May and McDaniels, all three of those guys, and they're not all players, but people this weekend that I think have a lot at stake. McDaniels and the offense need to turn it around. May and Vrabel are self-evident. Who'd be next on your list?
Diggs and Henderson. Like, I want to see more from Henderson. So part of that will be the play calling and just like the play time. Like, how many snaps does he get in relation to Ramondre Stevenson, and does he break any, right? He is a game breaker. He's maybe probably the most explosive player they have on offense. So I'd say Trevion Henderson, and then Steph Diggs. Does he continue to build on what he did last week, which I think was a really positive first game for him? And can he have another one like that? Maybe even improve on it a little bit, but I would look at those two guys.
Okay. Football talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's about $250 a month. You can visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. We got Red Sox and Yankees at 11, Friday 4-pack 11:30, week in review 12:45, Keys at 1 o'clock.
Jingle, jingle.
And on the way next, it's a top five Friday, the top five football movies next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe, every Friday here on WEEI. Today we have football movies, Keefe.
Ooh, boy.
Good synergy, as you said earlier, with the hashtag Dork Podcast. You started football month already?
Football month, yeah. We just did Varsity Blues, a little rewatch review of Varsity Blues. You can check that out on the Odyssey app. We'll continue to do football movies, including, I think, a new one, which comes out September 19th. So next week, the Marlon Wayans film Him comes out. Looks scary.
Ooh.
Looks like it could be pretty scary.
Nice. You're going to go see that one.
Yeah. So we'll do that, and that'll be a football movie and a new movie. All wrapped up into one.
All wrapped up into one. Good stuff there. We got the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. Keys at 1, Milt the Stilt Williams in the 1 o'clock hour. Red Sox-Yankees talk coming up as well.
Loaded.
With a big series for you here on a Patriots Friday, plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. I have a feeling I should go first on this one.
All right, you go first. I bet we have a lot of overlap because we're the same. Well, maybe not.
I don't think so.
So I feel like people of a certain age would have a lot of overlap because there are some that are like older ones. You go first. Then okay. We can do some honorable mentions and ones that just missed. But I'm curious to your list.
Okay, let's start the countdown here, Nick.
Number 5.
I'm going to lean in on a couple of football comedies here to get started.
Sure.
Very underrated one, although it's admittedly been a chunk of time since I've seen it. I like The Replacements.
Good one.
Replacements, a good film.
Oh, yeah. Shane Falco.
Good cast.
Nice.
Good film. Funny. You get some laughs in there. You get some football.
Gene Hackman back as a coach.
I have The Replacements at number 5.
Number 4.
Another comedy, Waterboy. An outstanding individual athlete. Maybe this is what people are confusing. We've ranked some of these athletes from football films and athletes from movies in the past.
Yeah.
But Bobby Boucher in The Waterboy.
Good one.
I have Waterboy number 4.
Coming in at number 3rd.
Coming in at number 3rd.
Yeah, what do you have?
I bet this is not on your list, Keith, but you know what I like? Because I'm notoriously a book guy. I read this book, brag.
Book guy.
Blindside.
Blindside.
I like The Blindside.
Have you followed up on Blindside?
No.
Whoa, oh, don't well, think
the,
Michael
the
Orr
fallout
and that
between
lady.
The family.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah
I don't
no.
think it's great.
Ah, it's a good film, though. Good film. No, that everybody's a loser
it's
in that.
It's pretty bad.
It turns out. Yeah, but the movie's
They
good.
Should make a sequel to that movie because it's got real bad between
much,
the family and him.
Much, much grittier between those two.
A lot of finger pointing, I think, going on there. A
lot of finger pointing there.
But, yeah, Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for that performance.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Big Mike, good performance in there. So that's coming in at number 3rd.
Number 2.
This one I expect on your list, Any Given Sunday.
Oh, that's great.
Any Given Sunday, a good film, another great cast. It's a darker, grittier look at the NFL.
Sure is.
Which maybe they should do with The Blind Side. So Any Given Sunday, I have 2.
Number
1.
This one I know is controversial, but it's played multiple times every year leading up to my fantasy football auction. We air it like Scarface over and over and over again. Draft Day. When people come, we've done the auction at my house the last handful of years.
Yeah.
And when people come over, draft day's on.
Yeah.
Costner's making moves. He's he's trading away picks. He's trading back for his picks.
That's crazy.
He's yelling about Schefter, cursing him out. So I see that multiple times every single year on my draft day. Draft Day, number 1 football film.
Okay, interesting. Some overlap, not as much overlap.
No, I didn't think there would be a lot of overlap.
There were a few tough omissions, which we'll get to in a minute.
Number 5.
Sorry, I forgot we have a guy that does that.
How dare you?
Waterboy. Waterboy's hilarious. And there's like funny, good football scenes. There's some big hits. Bobby Boucher had that one game. He had like 10 sacks for the SCLSU Mud Dogs. He also showed up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl when they were about to lose. Then he came back and won.
Big moment. That's a big football moment.
It was really good. Yeah, the kicker was a good, the coach, the whole thing. So I like the water boy at 5.
Number
4.
Any Given Sunday, you already mentioned it. The Game of Inches speech by Al Pacino is an all-timer. They play that at sporting events even now. Steamin' Willie Beeman might be one of the best fictional football players of all time. Sort of like a wild league, some cool stuff with LL Cool J and Bill Bellamy and the whole thing. I love Any Given Sunday.
Coming in at number 3rd.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, see,
this came out in high school.
It's not one of my favorites. I know a lot of people like this. It's not
great.
One of my favorites.
It's Denzel. This came out in high school. We actually saw it like as a team. They're like, all right, everybody in. We went and saw Remember the Titans based on a true story. Some memorable moments in there. Left Side, Strong Side. Ryan Gosling, who was a horrible cornerback and thankfully tapped out and allowed somebody better to take over. But a fun, not fun, but also very serious high school football movie.
Number
2.
And maybe it's because I just rewatched it, but Varsity Blues, number 2 for me. It might be slight recency bias because I just watched it last week for like however many times. I love this.
This is a tough omission for me, but I was very confident to be on your list, so I felt like I could chop it off.
So many good characters and just a wild high school time.
Number
1.
Number 1, I think, is really not up for debate, and you didn't even have it on your list. The Program. The Program's the greatest football movie ever made. It's the writer and director from Major League, which is the greatest baseball movie ever made. This is one of those movies that when it came out in 1993, I'm sure people were like, oh, that's a little much. There's no way college teams are like that. They are like that. You got guys that are just maniacs. You got guys doing steroids. You got guys that are, you know, fighting for spots. You got guys that are under a lot of pressure, for, you know, Heisman candidate type stuff. Great cast in there. Young Halle Berry. Program is a blast. Number 1 with the bullet.
I think your good pal on the Twitch chat, Monty Mack, I think was calling for The Program early. So number 1, you guys can shake hands on that across the aisle.
Excellent.
Which is pretty good.
So a couple of tough omissions for me. I thought The Replacements, so I'm glad it was on your list. I do like The Replacements a lot. Jerry Maguire's good. So, and that's a football movie.
Jerry Maguire was another tough omission for me. I like that film a lot.
So there's a movie I've not seen, and I feel like it's my fault. I should. I believe it came out in 1978, starring Warren Beatty, called Heaven Can Wait. It got nominated for like 9 Oscars.
Yeah, but so what?
Well, I'm just saying it's like a great, apparently it's a great movie. I've never seen it, so I don't know. It might be on some people's list, but Warren Beatty plays like a quarterback. It's like a body switch thing.
You know, it's on neither. Ooh.
Yeah.
Body switch thing going
on. I think
on.
So. Oh, like okay. He like dies early. Nice. Hence, Heaven Can Wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shows back up. Yeah.
Now maybe I'm sold.
Yeah, it might be good.
I should have read the IMDb
page. Might be good. And then obviously like Longest Yard, like the original Longest Yard a lot of people like.
Yeah, I don't particularly like that. We're getting a lot of Rudy on the text line. Where the heck is Rudy?
So guys, I don't like Rudy. Rudy's also obnoxious. For anybody that played sports, if you had like a Rudy on your team, you couldn't stand that kid. So you're like, why would make a movie about him?
Right.
Obnoxious.
Like, that guy's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love
with nobody likes the talk it up guy.
Yeah, right. Dude, easy, it's practice. Like, right. I agree with Vince Vaughn in that movie. Like, dude, chill out. We're all on the same team here. Also, I love, is it Michigan that has the, when they play Michigan, they always hold up the sign that says Rudy was offsides. It's like his one play that he made, the guy's offsides.
Wasn't even offside.
Guy's a bum. No, I don't care for Rudy.
Our guy Dice is taking me to task for not having Remember the Titans. Not my favorite.
All right.
Maybe I need a rewatch, but it's not my favorite.
No one had Little Giants?
Didn't have Little Giants. People are texting in.
Text line has Little Giants.
Necessary Roughness is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Remember the 40-year-old college quarterback story?
Yeah.
Kathy Ireland's the kicker. Sinbad's in it. That's a pretty good one.
We're getting some Longest Yard. Lot of Rudy. Brian's Song. I have seen Brian's. It's been a long time since I've seen Brian's Song. I don't need to.
The Friday Night Lights see grown movie men crying. Is pretty good.
Friday Night Lights was one of my other omissions.
It's
like Friday
Night
Lights.
It's pretty good. Yeah. The show's just so much better. Correct. The show's fictional versus nonfiction for the
Let's
movie.
Let's see.
But.
Jones's list is pathetic, just like him.
If Forrest Gump probably counts. I was going to ask you this.
Forrest Gump does not count.
Well, he was All-American returning out of Alabama.
Like you mentioned Vince Vaughn. Does Wedding Crashers count? There's a football scene in that. Like, no. It's
football
not a
scene?
Yeah, it's not a football
does
movie.
Backyard football.
Does Forrest Gump fall into Vietnam
movies? How many football scenes are there? How many football scenes are there in Forrest Gump? Like 3.
I mean, he met the president because he was an All-American.
Yeah, but it's not a football
scene. It's more of a ping pong movie than football movie.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think Ace Ventura 1 is a football movie?
Ooh, that's more of a football movie than Forrest Gump.
Dan Marino's in it.
Yeah.
They steal the mask out of the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. They go to a game. Ace is on the sideline of a game.
What a sports nut.
Probably more of a crime movie.
Yeah, more of one, but I'd say it's more a football movie than Forrest Gump.
But I wouldn't include either one.
Okay, well,
for
we
this
did.
Exercise.
Well, we did.
These
we
need
not.
To be more football than that.
All right, so it's a list we've definitely done for the first time and one time only. Top 5 football movies. What?
maybe go to the call real quick?
Oh, should we go to Calvin Methuen? Hello, yeah. Calvin.
Calvin, what do you got?
Hey, I found one. I don't know if it's completely football, but it started. They came out from the locker room. Somebody would have gone. The last Boy Scout.
Oh, last Boy Scout. Yeah, last Boy Scout's great.
Oh, it said here you couldn't remember
come
the name.
Out and then shoot the running back. It's crazy.
Yeah, he had a gun on the field. I remember last Boy Scout. How could you not? Damon Wayans, was it Bruce Willis?
That's he good. Says, can't remember the name of the movie.
I always thought we could help him out.
Yeah, I was ready to play
we
that
could
game.
Be like, we could be Bing. Yeah. We could be human Bing. Yeah.
I never saw last Boy Scout. Good one.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, it's good. All right. It's good.
Keep sending those in on the text line, 617-779-7937. You guys rank movies like children.
What?
That's probably just an old man text. We are children compared to that individual.
North Dallas 40. Our guy Dice wants Gridiron Gang, Invincible.
Invincible?
We Are Marshall.
I like
that's
the
true story. That's
I wrote the game plan with The Rock.
You can put that on there if you want.
Never saw that one.
You can put that on there.
We could do the Tooth Fairy. We want to rank hockey movies. We could do the Tooth Fairy.
When I think rock, I think hockey.
We could do hockey in like November.
Yeah, let's save that.
Let it breathe a little bit.
Well, we could do it once and then do it again on a Top 5 Friday. Yeah, let's do that. 617-779-7937, Top 5 Friday. Every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. It's also a Patriots Friday. Friday 4-pack coming your way, 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. And Keefe has his keys to Pats and Dolphins at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for it. Meanwhile, on a Patriots Friday, let's not ignore the Red Sox and the Yankees' big series this weekend. What are the stakes? We'll get into it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.